Self-Care Check-In is a weekly podcast check-in where we open up the conversation about our self-care. We get past the simple things like a manicure, a pedicure, and going on a shopping spree, but learning how to really fuel ourselves by prioritizing ourselves. I'm your host, Christina Nelson. I'm checking in on you. You're checking in on me. So let's check in, sis. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Christina. And girl, it is me. Season, okay? Now, I know you guys all heard the infamous quote of our girl, Issa Rae, our sister friend, and she posts a video, and the video is amazing, and she goes, I don't know about you, but it's me season. It's me time. If you need to cut me off, cut me off, but it is me season. So this week's self-care check-in topic is, it's me season, sis. Now, I need to know, what does it's me season mean for you? Before we jump right into it, pose the question, what is me season for you? Okay. Now, for me, I thought that I needed to be selfish. Like, not like I'm not thinking about other people, but really focusing on myself, right? So I took some time to really think about me season. Like, I'm in a season where I'm focused on me and what I need to do for me. And what does that look like? So sis, I had to lay out a couple of things for y'all so that you can get the idea of me season and what me season really looks like. Because Issa really helped open up my mind to a few things, right? First things first is that I realized that in me season that I needed to build community with myself. That's number one. And building community with yourself is being able to take time for you and being able to reflect on who you are, where you want to be with yourself, being comfortable with yourself, being unapologetic about who you are as a woman and where you want to go in the future, right? And I thought, how did I build community with myself? That don't even make sense in me season. Like, what does that look like? Girl, for me, it looked like me spending time with myself, journaling, focusing on my wellness, focusing on my self-care, all the things that make me centered with me, right? So in building community with yourself, you want to be self-aware. And I try to be more aware of how I'm moving, how I'm going about my day-to-day. Because a lot of times, sis, I'm not going to lie. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm going about my day-to-day and I'm just existing. And I don't realize that I'm going about a routine and really not focusing on my needs and my wants, right? So being able to center myself and build community with myself is being more aware of who I am in this season. So in me season, I want to be aware of who I am as a woman. I want to be able to know who I am when I engage with other people, making sure that I'm fully aware of the woman I am. Like, your girl Christina is confident, happy, pleased with who she is, right? And if I'm not pleased with certain things about me, I want to make change towards those things, right? I want to be able to, like, for instance, I hear all the time, like, girl, you could be really harsh sometimes when you deliver a message to somebody or when you got to tell somebody the truth, but it's how you deliver the truth. So I've been working on those things with myself and realizing, like, the reason why I deliver things a certain type of way is because that's just how my mom was. You know, that's the woman that she was. She was just really real, down to earth, straight to the point type of person, no BS. And that's just how I am. So when I am building community with myself, I've been focusing more on the reason why I respond to things a certain way, the reason why I am who I am, what are the different characteristics, traits about me, the things that define me, being more comfortable and more, and being more comfortable with the refiner parts of me, right? So I went about that process and I feel good. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm going through this process, the process of it's me season. You girl, listen, you are not alone. I'm not gonna sit here and get on here and act like I'm perfect, because I'm not. I am going through it like anybody else, trying to figure out the process like any other woman, okay? And listen, we are going through the journey together, sis. So in this me season, we are all going along the journey trying to figure out what is it that we need and want, right? And what does me season really look like? I'm trying to build this perfect picture of me season, because Issa Rae blew my mind with it. I'm like, girl, you're right. I'm gonna have to take time to focus on me in this season right here, because I am tired. The last couple years have been rough, living in this COVID life, feeling like things are just pulling and tugging on you all the time. I gotta have some time for me. I'm gonna have to really focus on me in this season. No more being, I no longer want to be tugged and pulled around by everything and anything and forget about myself in this season, right? So I'm babbled and I went on for a little bit. I apologize. I want to talk about when we talk about our self-awareness, I pose a few questions to myself. And the questions are, what brought you to a place where you decided to invest in yourself in me season? So in this place where I'm fully aware of who I am, what made me decide that I want to invest in myself? And I started to ask myself this question. Why do you need to invest in you? What is it that you are looking for when you invest in you? And I'm looking for mental health. You know, I want to be stable in my mind mentally. I want to have peace, right? I want to be able to bring joy when I walk into a room, that I'm not wallowing or sorrowing all the time, right? I want to make sure that the people that I engage with be able to engage with me and have great relationships, because I am at peace when I invest in me, right? That should be an affirmation. If y'all don't know, by the way, shameless plug, catch Out Woe Inc. on Mondays. We have our affirmation Mondays, and I think that should be an affirmation. The next question I ask myself are, am I comfortable with myself in this me season? Am I 100% comfortable with the process and what I'm going through? If I'm not comfortable, what changes I'm going to make in me season? So, for instance, one thing that I have been struggling with in me season is discipline. I'm struggling with discipline and making sure that I'm being very consistent with the things that I'm working on. And I had to ask myself, if I'm not comfortable in me season, what is it that I can change? And those are the two things that I really wanted to change. I'm struggling with, like, going to the gym, maintaining my own business part-time, and also working for someone else part-time. It's very hard, and I'm trying to figure out ways to maintain all those different things, but still be centered with myself, to still be calm and not feel like I'm being pulled all over. So I'm trying to make sure that I evenly balance everything. And balance is really hard for me. It's really hard. It's something I struggle with. So I'm trying to make sure that I know that whatever it is I'm uncomfortable in me season, that I make sure that I'm totally aware of it and being able to work on those different things, right? So then we talk about me season, right? And when we talk about me season, the first thing I thought about was the path of becoming. I want to be able to identify my path of becoming the woman that I am in me season. And I thought, how can I really understand that? And the path of becoming for me made me realize that it's all about grace. I have to give myself grace in me season, that everything is not going to be perfect, that this is a process, and that the process takes time. So as God will give us grace with everything that we do, when we make mistakes, we trip, we fall, we get back up, and we just say, God, you know, forgive me for this, or, you know, I'm gonna just dust my shoulder off and I'm gonna get to it again. In this season, you want to give yourself grace for everything that you do. It might not be perfect, but we're trusting the process in me season, right? And also in the process of becoming in me season, I think that we need to take time to focus on what's for us and what's not for us. That means that certain things in the process of becoming might not fit in that criteria of the new person that you are. Because me season means that we're evaluating ourselves. We're picking things up. We're dropping it. We're moving things around. Not everything is going to be fit in that category, right? I might have been, let me give an example. So in this season, I realized that I'm not open to tolerating certain type of environments, right? So I might not want to engage in a certain environment anymore, or be in a certain type of setting, because in the season where I'm focusing on myself, this specific thing might distract me from me season. So I decide to eliminate myself from it. And I can give simple examples. I don't really party that much, but if I'm in a party environment, I'm always constantly partying, and it's taking me away from focusing on my business. Like, maybe I'm doing late nights and I can't get up to be consistent. Those are different things that might take off from what you need. Or you could be in a place where you're suddenly dating, and dating is distracting you, because sometimes Things could be distractions. You got to learn how to balance those things. So in my place of becoming the woman I am, I need to be able to say no to the distractions and make sure that I am open to this becoming path and understanding that in that path of becoming, I can say no to certain things. I can say yes to certain things. And I definitely can give myself grace in the process because it's not going to be perfect. You're going to realize that certain things are taking away from what you need to do or that you're not giving yourself enough grace in the process, right? Leaving. So number three is leaving. Make sure that you're leaving trust for yourself. So that means make sure you're understanding that there is trust in the process. Trust yourself in the process of me season. And that's having the courage to fully work on you in me season. And having the courage to say, I choose me is huge. Because a lot of times we choose so many other things and we realize we don't choose ourselves. Like I have the courage to say no if someone asks me to do something that's way beyond my means. I have the courage to say no if my job asks me to work an extra 10 hours and I really don't have the 10 hours in me. That 10 hours should probably go to myself where I can take care of me, where I can cook a meal for the week, I can go to the gym, or I can do some content for myself personally. So it's trying to not overextend yourself, but having the courage to choose you. That's what's important in me season. Me season is about, listen, I need to be as selfish as I can be, okay? I need to be as selfish as I can be to make sure that I'm good. I'm taking care of me, sis. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, okay? And it's also trusting yourself is being unapologetically yourself in every way, shape, or form. That is loving you from the inside out, every part of you, and making sure that you're okay with that. Like, you don't have to be everybody's cup of tea. Right? In me season. Some people might not like the way you move, and it's all right. It's okay. Some people, they got to cut you off, or you got to cut them off, and that's okay. And that's where my girl Issa was going. She's like, listen, if you don't want to be friends with me, it's okay. If you don't want to choose me, it's okay. If you're doing something else and I'm doing something else, it's okay, because it's me season. I'm focusing on me, and that's 100% okay. And in that post, she's unapologetically being herself. She has no problem with choosing herself. So it's okay to choose you. It's okay to always love on you. It's okay. You're going to make new friends. You're going to meet new people. You're going to be in different circles. You're going to see over time in me season that everything is going to change. Nothing is going to just be stuck in one place, and not everything is going to be a routine. There's going to be constant change. You're going to filter out the things that you like, you don't like, what environments you want to be in, and who you want to be around, right? So I really love that we're understanding that we have to love ourselves in me season. So that's number one. Love yourself in me season. Feel like you are genuinely centered with yourself. And I really want to go back to the point of understanding the process of becoming the woman that you are. Because becoming is just being able to understand that I'm not perfect, that I'm in this place of becoming. I'm trying to become who I am, and I deserve to be this person, but I need to understand how I can go about being the best person that I need to be for myself, not for anybody else, for you. And it's so funny, y'all. You need to be the person that you need to be for you first. Yes, we wear many hats, and there's a lot of pressure when we have to wear so many hats. We got to be the sister, the brother, the cousin, the this, you know, like, all of us, we have to be different things. And it's like too much sometimes. But first, you need to just be you. You need to be that person for yourself. Then you can be the aunt. You could be the cousin. You could be the brother, the sister, the mother, all those different things. But you have to make sure that you wear that hat for you first, that me hat, right? In me season, we are choosing ourselves, okay? Now, I know I went on here and I said a lot, but this me season means a lot to me. And I hope it means a lot to y'all too, because it is not easy choosing yourself over everything else. It is very hard. And I know it's a hard process because myself, I experienced it. I experienced a lot of backlash in relationships and friendships where I chose me, and I'm hearing all the time, you are so selfish. You are so selfish for not wanting to go out of your way and do this for me. You are so selfish for making the decision to do what you want to do for you and not include me. And sometimes it's just like that. And I'm not going to apologize for that. You should not apologize for choosing you. I know some people might not agree, but you had to choose you. And then after that, you can think everything else will align itself. But you need to be aligned with you and what God has for you in your me season. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Now, I know you and I are cool. So, sis, go ahead and drop a like. Go ahead to the Cultivate Her podcast and hit 5 stars. Comment below and say, girl, this saved my entire life. All right? I hope you guys enjoyed this week's self-care check-in. Remember, it's me season, and I'll see you guys next week.